The Last Word on Today FM with Matt Cooper.
Okay, let's turn to the issue of rising prices. Today we learned that electricity prices could be going up by about 3%. But we're going to talk about private insurance prices now with Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent. How are you, Charlie?
Great, thanks, Matt. Good, and you?
Good. Listen, this thing about prices going up at a time when we're in a deep recession, it would strike me that it's only the monopoly players who'd be in a position to start demanding more money from highly stressed customers on the basis of covering their own costs.
Yeah, you know, these companies are not going to sit back and absorb the losses. They're, you know, they are obviously being hit with various costs like we all are, and they've decided to pass it on. You know, in the past few days, I've reported that bank charges are going to go up. As you said, energy costs, you know, the first one out of the blocks there was Retail Ireland, which is Electric Ireland, sorry, which is the retail division of DSB, more than a million customers. And then the health insurers, you know, have surprised us by increasing, one of the players is increasing their prices by about 2.5%, Irish Life Health. And the expectation is that others will follow, the other two, VHI and Laya, will follow suit, Matt.
And is this to make up for the temporary reduction that they gave us for a three-month period that they didn't have access to the private hospitals earlier in the year because of COVID-19?
Yeah, well, that's a fascinating point, Matt, that you make. You know, we're just months out from refunds being paid by the three health insurers. You know, some people got a reduction in their premiums of 50%. So others got, you know, checks up to 500 euros. Now, some are a lot less, obviously. And depending which health insurer you were with, others got, you know, a reduction in their premiums for 3 months by 60%. And you're right, that's because the private health hospitals, the private clinics and hospitals were essentially taken over by the state because they were fearing an upsurge in COVID cases. They needed the extra capacity. And so, you know, people with health insurance weren't getting procedures done. And so there were no claims, very little claims going into the health insurers. So they said, OK, we'll give you back a refund here. We'll give you money back. And lo and behold, you know, just a few months later, Irish Life Health turns around and says, no, well, actually, now we're not going to increase our prices by 2.5%. And it comes after they had a price increase already this year, Matt, in January of 4.5%. So, you know, this latest rise comes into effect from the 1st of October. It'll mean between 30 and 150 euros extra when you renew, depending on your plan, from October. And that's now for a family of two adults, two children. And it comes on top of the January increase, which is, you know, could add anything between 90 and 300 euros to the cost of a plan. And the expectation is that others will, the other two now, VHI and Laya, will announce soon enough now price increases as well.
Charlie, do you actually need to have private health insurance, or can you depend on getting speedy access and proper care in the public system?
Well, I suppose it's down really, Matt, to, you know, choice of if you need an eclectic procedure, you know, if you want a procedure that it's not urgent, you get to choose your consultant, and you get to choose, probably you could choose the facility as well if it's covered by your health insurer, and you're not on a waiting list, and that is the issue. You know, we're seeing today figures where A&Es are crowded again.
220 people on trolleys, but even more worrying than that, Charlie. I was told last night by Dr. Killian de Gascoigne that there's 96% occupancy in our public hospitals at present. Now, that's partly due to trying to clear a backlog of things which came up during COVID-19. But that's really worrying that they didn't use the private hospitals perhaps in the way that they should for other elective issues at the time. And if you have that backlog now in the public hospitals, it will suggest that you might, if you could afford it, be better advised to go private to get access for things you mightn't otherwise get.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's what people do. They don't want to be on a waiting list. But, you know, the problem here is, and the reason we're seeing the health insurers increasing prices is the private hospitals are back nearly to full operation as well. And, you know, having very little activity during the lockdown, people are now going in, having procedures done that were put off. You know, non-essential procedures are being done, the likes of a cataract or something like that. And so they're at pretty full capacity as well. But, you know, you will get in if you have private health insurance, and I suppose that's it. It's about queue skipping, and it's about choosing the consultant, and half the population have health insurance. But I would reckon, Matt, a lot of people will consider over the winter now whether they need it. I've already had a number of people on to me in the last few days saying, look, could I do it, dropping this? The problem is if you drop out for a while and then go back in, you know, you may be subject to levies.
Yeah,
they
surcharge.
Will allow you to opt out for a while, but, you know, if it's over a year, you'd be hit with these levies that are age-related.
Is there VAT charged on your health insurance premiums?
I don't know that. I don't think there is, Matt. But, I mean, there's certainly VAT charged on a whole host of things in this country. You know, we have one of the higher rates, or what they call the standard rate. It's actually the high rate. You know, it's very high in this country compared to other countries. It's certainly charged on, which I think is unforgivable. If you go into a shop or a pharmacy and buy a face mask or a visor or other medical equipment, it's subject to the high VAT rate.
23%, which is down to 21% from yesterday. But you wonder, will that 2% reduction be made off the price of the face mask? I doubt it somehow.
It's probably doubtful, Matt. Yeah, I mean, you know, to be fair now, the face masks have come down a lot in price. I mean, I got very exercised on Twitter when I was charged €2 for one disposable face mask, and I thought that was outrageous. But they have come down a lot. But still, you're right, the VAT rate has been temporarily cut from this Tuesday. It's down from that standard rate. It's down from 23% to 21%. But it applies across a whole host of things. You know, cars, your computers, phones, most household items, petrol, diesel, electrical goods, adult clothes, those kind of things. So, look, you should see your petrol coming down a bit, Matt.
If we see if the price has actually come down or whether the retailers will actually keep it as a sort of a sinking fund for themselves. There is another thing I have to ask you about the private hospitals, though. Is it true that they're actually charging sometimes about £250 to get COVID-19 tests done privately?
Yeah, this is a big controversy. They, you know, before you go into some of the private hospitals, they want you to have a COVID test, and they'll do it for you. It's not like you would get it done yourself. And they were charging people up to €275 for this.
And is that claimable back on your health insurance?
Well, it wasn't initially, Matt, and there was a big controversy about it. The hospital started imposing it on people. The health insurers were saying, well, hold on a minute here. You know, we're just expected to cover this. So it took a while for the health insurers to sit down with the private hospitals and work out a deal. Most of them now have an agreement where your private health insurer will cover that cost, which, as I say, could be up to €275, €300. And this is probably another reason why we're seeing health insurance go up.
Well, actually, another listener points out that during those 3 months when they reduced the charges, they paid out very little as well, because there was very little that the health insurers had to actually pay for. And this is another fear. What happens if we get another COVID-19 outbreak and the private hospitals are effectively taken under state control again? What benefit will your even paying half of your bills be?
Yeah, and it's a good question that people are going to ask. I think what they're looking at is, if just in case there's another outbreak, they're going to buy individual beds, so they'll book so many beds and rather than taking over a whole facility. But you're absolutely right. If there's more lockdowns, there will be more restrictions on the use of private hospitals. There'll be some sort of a deal between the HSE and the private hospitals. So, you know, it makes people cynical about health insurance. I think this is a bad move for health insurers to be rushing in so quickly, putting up their premiums. You know, people need to watch this. It wasn't a wise move, and you'd kind of appeal to the other two health insurers, VHI and Laya. Hold off, lads. Just hold off for a while here. People are under pressure here. Electricity going up, health insurance, bank charges. You know, there's only so much people can take. They really need to hold off, Matt.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, as ever. Thank you for being with us here on The Last Word of Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Listen live, on air, from 4:30 weekdays on Today FM.